happened to you today that today's been crap?
No, United just ruined my mood, man.
Oh, yeah. That topped off for me still.
Completely ruined my mood. Every Champions League game has been up and back. Oh, my gosh.
We scored how many goals? Every single away game as well. Bayern scored like 3 goals.
Scored four, was it not 4-4 that game? Was it not?
4-3 or 5-4, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, it was 4-3. Could have been, I can't even remember the game. Which game did we even win? Who did we beat? We beat Copenhagen second time. No, did we?
Yeah, 1-0, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, no. Yeah. The first time we beat them,
no, the first time we lost. That's when Højlund scored 2 goals.
We beat them 4...
No, we didn't score 4 against them. At home, that's when he scored 2 goals, and then they came back. Away, we beat them 1-0, I'm pretty sure.
I remember the last...
signed a contract. Listen, if there's any jazzes in that contract...
Yeah, we lost 4-3 to them.
They just said we got to send the content over to them first, and it's got to be approved by their PM, whatever. Yeah, now we lost to them at home, I swear.
Yeah, that's when I was like Ten Hag out. We lost to them away.
You sure?
Yeah.
I want to be your superstar. Oh, no,
was it Galatasaray when Rasmus scored 2 goals?
I'm pretty sure he scored 2 goals in this game. Why can't I find
it? It's a hard knock life for us.
Yeah, he scored 2 in that game that we lost 4-3. That's why I was so up and down.
4-3 we lost?
Yeah, man.
There's too much going on, man. There's too much going on. What's today? Wednesday? Thursday? Friday? Oh, no. Today's not the 30th. Today's the 29th. I haven't thought Raptors going to come out tomorrow. Because it's normally last day of November or first day of December. Oh, yeah. Let me even check. Have you seen your... Oh, you're even Apple Music, brother. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I've done mine, so...
They've copied Spotify still.
Yeah, I saw Percy sent his and Zina and PT sent theirs.
Man sent theirs still.
So what's yours?
What do you mean? What
your top
asking?
5 artists, isn't it?
Top 5. Well, I remember
Potter Paper. Is that how we're going to start it off, yeah?
You want to do intro first?
Sorry.
Nice. Do you want to do intro first?
I'm actually...
Are you still editing? Okay, yeah, go on.
I'm actually bugging out, boy.
Did I screenshot, man? I'm pretty sure.
I screenshot man as well, still. But, you know, man's no surprise. Same old every year.
Lol. You got a person... Not personalized. You got a video from my man.
Yeah, I think a couple of artists got to do that for Spotify this year. I was shocked when I saw it.
He was even my number one song, to be fair.
What song?
Be Easy. This one's cold, man. I won't lie.
Rust.
Even when I heard it on Saturday, I was like, yeah, this song's cold. I'm not gonna lie, man. Top 5 artists, I might as well go first, though. What we got? I feel like most people got the same number one as me, to be fair. Number one's Ashake. I was kind of shocked. Number 2 was Drake. Number 3, reoccurring member, Come On, Rod Wave. 4, Loyal Khaana. 5, Olivia Dean.
The last one I never heard of in my life.
Olivia Dean, she's an acquired taste. Not many will know about her. Some will, some won't. Loyal Khaana, a lot of men know about him, though. You know about him, innit?
I know about Olivia Dean as well.
Swear?
Yeah.
You listen to her?
I've listened to like one of her songs.
Yeah, she's cold still. Was she on TikTok? Actually, I can't remember where I discovered her from.
Man said, yeah, man, I've listened to a couple of her songs. Guy doesn't know her, trust me.
What song? Let me find it in my library.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the song you've got in your library is Dive.
No, it's the hardest part.
Okay, yeah, that song's hard as well, to be fair. That's one of our biggest songs.
My top 5 was Ashake, Gabzy, no, Odil, then Gabzy.
Odil was your number one.
Odil was number 2, bro.
You think it was number 1, though? Going off his past like 2-3 years, fam.
He wasn't number 1 last year. Gabzy was number 1 last year.
Okay, 2021.
Aye, yo, pause.
How's that?
Man's doing too much.
You're giving man flowers, bro. That's not even that bad.
But nah, yeah, cool. I think this year it was Ashake, then Odil, then Gabzy. Then what's funny?
I was just... I was thinking if you ever got a deal on the pod, like the jokes that would be running.
That's hilarious. Oh, I was telling bro, like, what? I don't care. Yeah. But nah, yeah, cool. Ashake, Odo, Gabzi, Melvito, and Benaboy.
Melvito?
Yeah, Melvito. So he releases a couple tracks here and there, you know.
Have I ever heard
any... But then again, I think a few of them is because of the collaboration.
I was going to say, like, I've only ever heard Melvito when Gabzi's in the picture as well, I think.
No, he releases, like...
It's for nothing, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a feeling still. Fifth What Burner.
Mm. Yeah, still. But my favourite song, my top song was a Gabzi song, was Hear Me Out, which is crazy.
I thought I was Nines, you know, when I saw Hear Me Out.
Nah, Hear Me Out was Gabzi, bro.
Oh, is that the... He released that recently, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
How was my number one is what shocked me still.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I've had, like, those songs that I only recently listened to and they're in my top five and stuff.
What's my top five songs?
Hear Me Out was there, then Jail 22. I can't remember what else. In fact, let me go and check it.
My number one is Speezy. Odell. Then we got number two... Gwagwalada. It's a banger still.
Gwagwalada.
Number three, we got Olivia Dean, Echo. Oh, number four.
Damn, what time do we start? I've messed up. Yeah, go on, dude.
Number four, personal, Zeno Leeski. Come on, banger.
Zeno what?
Say it again. No, I ain't saying it again. Correct me then.
Zeno what?
Say it then.
Did a man say Leeski?
Oh, bro, that's how it's spelled though.
Zinoleski, bro.
Say word is Zinoleski.
That's how I say it anyways.
So you might be wrong.
I'm probably not wrong. Zinoleski is crazy.
Anyways, number five, New Religion, Olamide and Ashake still.
A lot of Afrobeats.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked because
a lot of Afrobeats.
I've been listening to mainly like house and like chill rap. Then again, Summertime, I was banging out Ashake, I won't lie. And The Sun Was Shining, it was that new album. Lonely at the Top, Mo Bear. Man. Some top rhythms.
Now let me check my thing. My top five songs was Hear Me Out by Gabzi, 22 by Jail, Muje by Barry J. Yo, that song does something to me still.
He's got new singles, not new singles, newer than Muje though.
Yeah.
Begins with E. Oh, I forgot the name.
You listen to Barry J?
Bro, that song is hard, fam. Let me get up.
Bro, I put guys on Barry J, bro.
Don't take that sort of credit, bro.
You know I did.
Okay.
Guys didn't know about Barry J.
Okay. You don't even play him in the car, bro.
What?
You don't play him in the car.
Barry J?
That song, yeah.
My friend.
How do you say that?
I don't know. You're the one that knows you about that.
J Blair J, I think.
I don't know. But
yeah, that song's called.
No. I don't think I've listened to that, you know.
It's hard.
But yeah, another Gabzi song, Set Nice. And then fifth one is No Competition, Ashake and Davido.
Don't think I've heard that, to be fair.
Definitely have.
Really?
Definitely have.
From your car, innit?
Definitely. I used to bang that song. I'm surprised it's actually lower than that low still. But yeah, nah.
How many minutes you got?
47,000.
59.
You're 59,000?
59 still. Flipping I listen to music. Because I listen to music everywhere, like work, shower, sometimes before I go bed. Bro, every time I log into the What We Saying YouTube channel, yeah, and I go on the history, I keep seeing this flipping rain noise that you use to listen to go to bed, fam.
I don't use to go to bed.
So who puts it there?
It's me, but I used to export videos. Oh. Guys, you think I'm listening to...
I kept seeing every Sunday, I'm like, this guy used to go to bed, fam. Rain sounds.
Bro, I do on Sundays, so come on. I even do on Saturdays, going into Sundays more time. Say,
but to be fair, people do listen to that, though, to help them sleep, though.
No, I just use it to upload onto YouTube so it can keep my laptop on.
Oh,
I learned that trick from the old studio, bro. Swear. I saw it one time. I was like, why does he do that? Then I'm like, nah, when I'm uploading to YouTube, it always shuts down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, let me play that. And then I'm like, oh, that's why he done it. Mm. Yeah, Storm.
I was thinking, like, what?
Nah, yeah, I just used to upload. But recently, YouTube's just been messing about, fam. Last week, I was like, what's going on? I didn't get it at all.
Technical difficulties for like the past month, man.
Yeah, bruv. But yeah, flipping. What was I going to say?
Intro.
Oh, yeah, cool. Welcome to the What We Saying Pod. It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. You're joining my co-host, T9 in the building.
What are you saying? You're
also joining my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8th.
Yo.
What are we saying?
Yeah, flipping. Make sure you leave a comment in the Spotify chat.
Q&A.
You can always drop something, your thoughts about the episode, what you want us to change, or what you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
Potential
guests as well.
Anything like that, just drop in the Spotify Q&A. You can also leave a poll. If there's something we want to ask you lot, just react to the polls there as well, man. But yeah, also appreciate all you lot that listened to us this year. The stats were looking good as well, man. A lot of top 10s, a lot of top 1s.
Top 5s.
Yeah, man.
A lot of growth overall, man.
Yeah, man.
Grateful. So,
grateful for that a lot, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, what are we saying, man?
Man.
Did I?
It's a Wednesday night. Man United have just lost. Been recording on a Wednesday in months.
Yeah, but I think I'll prefer it.
I do prefer it still, because I just like to have Fridays just, you get me.
What about Thursdays? Can you do Thursdays?
Can you do Thursdays? Yeah.
Yeah, new day, Thursdays.
Oh, wait. But you're in the office on Thursday, no?
I'm on the office Wednesdays.
So why Thursday?
Because Thursday going into Friday, I'm at home.
Oh, true. Okay, fair enough. Makes sense.
Yeah. Thursday.
Oh, yeah, to be fair. Late. What time do you wake up when you work from home? 8:50, innit?
I'm not gonna lie, like, I can wake up at 7:45.
Swear.
Bro, like, from nowadays, I'm not awake past 12.
Oh no, I can't sleep before 12, I'm honest. I don't know why.
I'm not awake past 12. Like, I'm at home and I make sure I'm in bed by 11. So fall asleep by 12. Like, I need my hours.
Do you use your phone? Like,
I'm not gonna lie, my phone could be dead, I wake up.
Swear.
Bro.
Oh, body alarm. Body clock.
Bro, yeah, like, it's just there now. Isn't that serious, is it? It's not that serious, is it? Thoughts.
I sleep at like 1-ish, 1:30, wake up at like 8. Sometimes 8:45, sometimes 8:50, sometimes after 9, mate.
What? I think I've worked.
Yeah. Because I don't have meetings at 9, I get away with it, innit?
I don't have meetings at 9 either.
So it's not that deep.
But with me, like, nowadays, like, I actually have to work. I know that sounds silly.
No, trust me, like, I know exactly what you mean.
Like,
trust me.
You know you actually have to work, like, before, like, you can lounge. What's the word? Lounge around.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. You got work to do still.
Yeah.
That's the age I've got to now still.
Even my manager was talking to me today. She was like, because how I work, yeah, I do my work. Then, like, when she's got admin stuff to do, because she's got loads to do, she might give it to me because I don't mind doing admin stuff. And plus, when it's admin stuff, I don't have to concentrate, if that makes sense. I ain't going to use my brain so I can, like, put on a podcast. I don't mind it. She gave me one brazy task. It took me like 2-3 days.
I've not put on a podcast. I think that's why they didn't give me a spot for a podcast list, you know?
I didn't get one either. They just showed me free shots.
So why, like, the way people are getting this stat, like...
Maybe they listen to podcasts, like...
Yeah, I think they have to listen to podcasts because I didn't get one.
Because I didn't play... I didn't even watch or listen. I don't listen on Spotify. I watch on YouTube, innit?
Yeah.
Because I just like to see, like... facial expressions, body language, all that stuff.
Yeah, for me, like, no. Actually, make sure you listen to our Spotify, our audio stuff.
Yeah, some people even listen and then watch.
No, some people don't even watch it. Some people don't listen.
Some people are strictly audio, yeah.
I know people that actually just listen to it. They don't watch it on YouTube.
Because, to be fair, that is sort of the nature of a podcast, isn't it? It's listening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get it. But it's just not for me, to be honest.
Yeah, for me, it's more like, if I watch it, I enjoy it more, really.
Yeah.
Like, when Free Shots went straight audio and just small segments on YouTube, I think that's where they fall off.
I don't know what it is. When they started uploading like 2 hours on YouTube, I'm like, yeah, that's me.
So
I feel like I'm in the studio.
That's not me. I don't have any hours in the day to watch a 2-hour podcast.
Nah, as in while you're working, innit?
I don't have any hours in the day.
But you can't actually, like...
What? In the office?
Yeah.
Nah. Like, I can, but, like, it won't make sense. I can listen to it, but I can't.
If I'm actually working, then I can't have to turn it off because I can't concentrate. Because I'm listening to what they're saying, then I'm working, then I'm making a mistake. I'm like, nah, I can't do that.
I want to be your only listen to
that. It's all weird, yeah. When I listen to music when I'm working, yeah, it has to be music without vocals. It's weird.
What do you mean? So just...
Like, I can't hear lyrics.
When you're working?
Yeah. because it'll make me not concentrate. It's really weird. Oh, but no, if it's straight like classical or I'm a piano or like cinematic music, for example, it's calm. I can focus.
That's so weird. That's not me when I'm working, but when I'm revising,
yeah,
I can't listen to music with work.
Similar.
Revising, stuff. I can't do that. I don't even know what I do when I'm revising.
I don't listen to music.
I don't think I listen to music. I can't remember.
Dead silence.
Yeah. The only time I revise is in the library, and I can't remember when I was last in the library.
Yeah, I never used to listen to anything. That's why I hate revising so much.
Are we ever going to touch a library again? Yeah. Now that you deep it?
Yeah. Probably.
Unless, of course, you've got exams like in your job or whatever. But if you haven't got exams...
But for me, yeah, I'm glad. The only way to progress is to keep studying.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
But then studying and... Okay, I hear you.
Studying or getting better at something that you enjoy.
Yeah,
so,
see?
Like,
yeah.
You're always going to have to be working, so...
Yeah, yeah,
that's my thing.
I just feel like libraries where I would revise. But if I'm like upskilling, I can do that anywhere. Like at home, I can upskill. You know what I mean?
I'd rather do that at a library.
First.
Yeah, I'd rather anything that I need to focus on,
yeah,
I will go to a library.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no chance I'll do it at home. Even though I have a desk, I'd rather not.
Exactly, same.
Not like, just because of that, when do you lot want to move out of home? Like, has it got to that stage where like you're like, yeah, I want to move out?
No.
Not that you're going to actually do it, but...
Oh, yeah, I would definitely love to move out now. But...
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah. If we're talking about it like that, then yeah, but yeah. Realistically...
I don't even know, man.
What age now? Are you lot trying to rent when you move out?
Yeah, man.
Or buy?
Yeah, I ain't buying no house. Yeah, if I buy a house, it's to make money off it.
Oh, what's it? So, buy to let?
Buy to let, yeah. I ain't buying no house until like, I don't know, maybe 30.
Yeah.
I don't see the point in it, Abdul.
In what?
Buying a house to move into it.
You get yourself on the ladder, innit?
What does that mean? That's such an African thing to say.
Okay. What does it mean?
Is that racist?
No.
That's not racist.
It's like, not that, racist.
Bro, every parent I know says, oh yeah, get yourself onto the property. Why?
Why are you delaying it though?
What's the benefit?
So you'd rather pay someone else's mortgage before you own?
That's another African thing.
But it's true though. It is true. If you're paying rent, you're paying someone else's mortgage for them.
I don't care.
Exactly. So it's not just a saying, it's actually facts.
Yeah, but like, what's like, so?
Okay. No, you should try buy.
I said I'll buy.
Yeah.
To make money off it.
Yeah, you're going to live in it anyway.
No. Don't have to.
I mean, legally you do.
Oh,
yeah.
Legally you do. Legally.
How long for?
Like 2 years.
2 years or 3 years?
I think it's 2 years. Well, yeah, I think it's 2 years, but I could be wrong. But yeah, like, not going to lie. I ain't trying to sound like these gurus, but man's read a lot of these books, innit? It's not an asset. It's a liability. And what did the kind? A liability is something that just takes money off of you. It's not making you money, bro.
Well, a house is not making you money.
Well, it appreciates in value, though.
So, you're not... Are you going to buy it to sell it?
Huh?
Are you going to buy it to sell it?
You won't sell it straight away.
No, but if you're buying a house to move into it...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the thing, you can sell it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to. So it's an asset.
It's a liability.
If you buy a house and you start paying your mortgage and
it's just money coming out of your account.
And you live in it for like 2 years and it appreciates like 60 bags.
Isn't renting it more of a liability?
No, if I'm renting my house out to someone to live that's an asset.
Fairs.
Oh, if you're just paying mortgage, it's a liability.
Your mortgage is a liability.
Because it's a loan.
No,
well, your house is appreciating in value. That's my point.
Yeah, but 60 racks over 2 years is mythical.
Oh yeah, it's hypothetical. I'm just saying that. But it appreciates in value. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, but once you've bought the house,
yes,
and you've paid off your mortgage,
that's after like 25 years, realistically.
Yeah.
But like, I have an asset at age 50, 60.
So how
boring.
First.
No, like, I hear what you're saying, but that's not me, man.
Yeah,
I feel like there's like, why am I going to go and save 40 racks?
40? Where you trying to live?
In a nice bloody house, bro. Man, they just buying no house.
Where though? Do you know where?
Do I know where I want to live?
Yeah.
I've always said outside of London.
Outskirts?
I don't know.
Actually outside, like outside.
I don't know, bro. But I'll just move out of London still.
40 bags for a depot is steep still. I'm not going to lie.
Do you mean 40 bags? Man would rather put 40 bags into a business, bro.
You can put 20 down if it's like 10%. or 20%. It's even one. But
10% is 200 racks, bro. A 200k yard. Okay, I know. Again, I'm not no guru or nothing, but I'm sure you could get maybe a bit higher depending on your job, credit score, and all that, innit?
Yeah, well, they do like a means test, innit? Like times five of your
something like
income
that,
or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So if you're on like a cool like 70, 80 bags,
get a nice house.
That's 400k they'll loan you.
Yeah, I don't know what age I'm trying to.
Nah.
If I move out to rent, I'm not renting for long.
I would only move out once I bought a yard.
Like, I'd move out if I can rent and stack well.
No, I'm going to ask you. You'd only
move out if you've bought a yard.
That I'm renting out.
Wait, so you'll be living at home
with
your parents
until
you've bought
a yard,
a place
that
you can start renting out yourself?
Yeah.
So you won't even be living in that place?
No, I don't want to live in that house. The house that I'm renting out, I'm not...
So when are you actually going to move yourself out of your parents' house?
Once I can afford it, plus I have a house already on my own.
Fez?
Yeah, so like if I buy a yard in like Manchester or something.
Yeah.
Let's say I put 20 down.
Mm-hmm.
That's making me money now. Let's say it's making me £700 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I can rent now. Because I have income and £700 from a yard. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's the only way I'll move out, as in start renting.
Fez.
No, I ain't renting just to rent. No, I ain't renting off my income. Not that.
I would even technically, you are renting just to rent. Because you're renting your house. You're renting the house you just got to rent another place for you to stay in.
Yeah, an asset is paying off my liability.
He's not losing bread.
Yeah, well, yeah, depends on
the fact. That's what I'll do it for.
Yeah, I hear it. It does make sense.
I can't rent off my income in this day and age.
Yeah.
Especially where I would want to move into.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to move in by myself.
Yeah, it'd be a while.
In this day and age.
It'd be a while before.
Rent is like what? I don't even know, bro. Like a nice place, like maybe 1,400.
One bed, two bed as well.
No, definitely two bed.
I've seen some one beds for stupid prices, though. I'm not going to lie.
No, but I wouldn't pay that. I'm saying I would rent a nice place, a nice two bed for like 1,400.
Rent 1,400.
1,600. Like imagine that, bro, in this day and age. Do you know how much money you have to be on to pay that?
Yeah.
The only reason I wouldn't buy so soon is because I want to be flexible, innit? Like, if you buy a house, bro, like, you're tied down, innit? And it's loads of paperwork and loads of time to then move. Let's say, I don't know, buy a house in, like, 5 years and you want to move to flipping Dubai to work for a couple of years. Got to go through the stress of selling a house and doing all that stuff for lawyers and all that. Whereas if you're renting, pay off the last installment, move back. So it depends on what stage I'm in my life, innit? I don't know, I have to think about it. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest, because I'm quite comfortable right now.
No, yeah, I don't, for me personally, I don't plan on rent. I don't plan on buying to live in it for years. Or at least another good, I don't know, life could change in it, but like for a good, like another, like till I'm older, really. I'm still young at the end of the day, so I can't really, obviously, I don't know where life will take me in it, but yeah.
Rent is just.
My idea right now is just to rent when I'm older.
So would you move out to rent with your boy?
That's what I have to.
No, I'm saying like, let's say like the next 3 years. 4 years.
In 3 years, I should have bought a house.
Okay. Fair enough.
I want to be at my house by like 25, 26.
I used to. As in the buy to let crib. Yeah, it makes sense.
Wait, what?
As in the house you want to buy to let.
Yeah. I should definitely.
Not living because you're still,
Well,
you might still be living.
Yeah, in 3 years, I'll be what, 25? Wait, 25? That's still young though, you know.
26 is young as well.
25, 26 is when I should have at least bought a yard. I'm not gonna lie. I'm prophesying. Is that no?
Manifesting.
yeah, I'm speaking into existence.
Mm-hmm.
I've bought many cribs in Jesus' name.
How long?
Amen.
You said manifest, and
is that two different things? Is that not part of the? Like, is that not?
Prophesizing is
swear.
Yeah, manifesting
is. Is that not part of the? Like, is that not
technically not?
Okay, I'm not manifesting. I'm speaking to existence.
You have to pray about it, man. Just have to pray.
I swear it's in the Bible.
Prophesizing is like speaking to existence, though.
I don't know.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
No, it's not prophesying. I know. Manifesting. You're not supposed to say that. Like, if you're a Christian,
swear.
Because it's like you're as if you have the power to do it.
Tight. Is that actually facts?
Yeah. And that's what I hear.
Speak good things because the tongue is powerful.
Yeah, you can say that. Could go around you like that.
Because something like the tongue is powerful, so come over your life, so you have to speak good things.
Is that like law of attraction?
What?
It kind of is though, isn't it?
Hey.
Again, I think if you believe in that.
Law of attraction.
Law of attraction is a bit like what we're talking about. Let me actually get the definition.
I am talking about the Bible. I'm talking about my faith.
Hold on.
No. Law of attraction is like you. Law of attraction.
I've forgotten the definition.
I don't think that's it.
The basic philosophy behind the law of attraction is that energy precedes manifestation.
What does that mean?
Energy it's more precedes like manifestation, more or less. I don't think it's to do with energy. The Bible, innit?
Energy precedes manifestation. Yes, yeah, that's not the Bible.
Yeah, Fez.
I need to get more in touch with my faith, man.
Word.
Same. New Year's Eve. Ooh, I saw a comedy show. Do you man know Ramesh? The Asian brother. Stand up.
Have you watched League of Their Own? A man knows face. I
think I know who you're talking about. The guy with the glasses.
Yeah. He's got a show on the 31st at 9 p.m. I'm like, damn, what about church? I'm like, comedy shows aren't like 3 hours. They're like 1 hour. I'm like, should I go?
Then go to church. Oh, it's in real life.
Yeah. Like an actual show, innit? I need to go to the toilet. Fam.
I don't know any comedians in the UK. I don't know any comedians that are like... Why is man offering me biscuits, bro?
Didn't you just go to the toilet?
Bro, it's actually a good sign of your penile system. You use the toilet a lot.
All right. Alrighty-o.
Dukes ain't all right, bro. But I don't know any comedians like... You see how there was always like back in the day, there was Kevin Hart, there was all these people.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone like up and coming. I don't see them.
There's that Matt Rife guy. You know who he is.
Matt Rife. I'm sure I do. I feel like I definitely know that one.
Yeah, who else is...
He's like a cute Caucasian boy, isn't
it? I mean, if you want to call him cute, that's your... Do you know what I mean? That's your prerogative. If you want to do that.
I'm confident in my sexuality, bro.
Yeah, be confident. You know what I'm saying? I just don't be cool.
It's this guy. How old is he? 28!
Is he 28? Raw.
I thought Dukes was like 24.
Yeah, that's...
I thought he was even our age at one point.
I said he's 28, you know.
I thought that guy was young. He looks young, though.
Yeah, he does.
He looks young still. But yeah, I seen him on TikTok. I saw one clip on YouTube. No, not YouTube. I saw one clip on TikTok of one lady. I think she was a black lady that got onto him for... No, is it that one? Is he black?
Is who black?
This Matt Rife guy.
No, what do you mean, is he black?
It's another comedian.
That about the black woman getting onto him during the show.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but he's also up and coming as well.
Mm.
But
I don't see as much, really.
I don't watch comedy like that, to be honest.
To be fair, I watch it, like, if it was, like, you know them specials? Like, if there's a special on YouTube, on Netflix.
Yeah.
I watch them.
I think comedy's played out now. Like it's too sensitive. The world's too sensitive now.
You think it's too sensitive now?
Yeah, the best jokes were like the offensive ones. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, like Dave Chappelle. He's like the only person that. He's the only person that still does.
No filter.
Yeah, no filter.
No, he's not still. Jimmy Carr as well.
Who?
You think?
Jimmy, bro, have you listened to his special?
I know Jimmy Carr's a bit like...
Bro, he's got a special on Netflix called Jimmy Carr, The Dark Material.
No, but...
Watch it.
Who the hell is Jimmy Carr?
That's a president, bro.
Jimmy Carr. He is funny, though.
Jimmy Carr, C-A-R-R. Yeah, he's...
What, is he Dave Chappelle level? Like, Dave Chappelle stuff.
I mean, he's not, but as in level, as in what?
In terms of like no filter.
Oh, no. I thought you meant like level as in like rankings of comedians.
In comparison to UK, US. Yeah. Nah, okay, he's not, but yeah, he's very much up there though, still.
I see way more like US comedians.
Yeah.
There's more of them, innit?
Than UK. Like, I don't know any. Okay, cool. Let me not lie.
You can't name three.
UK comedians.
Yeah.
What's his name? He was on Britain's Got Talent, Axel Blake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that
Fairies? Yeah.
I think he's He's coming out with Shits and Gigs.
Yeah.
That's what I remember him from. Oh, no, I know him, obviously, but that's what reminded me of him. Who else is there? I'm sure there's another one. I don't see him anymore, but Kofi Annan? I don't know if you don't know him. I think he was on Britain's Got Talent.
He was.
But then I think he went through some drama on...
I don't see him much anymore.
I don't see much of him.
Yeah.
Who else is there? I hope I'm not doing anyone a disservice.
There's a massive bait one that you haven't said.
Is he white or black?
He's black.
Black comedian.
He's done the O2 like twice.
Oh, murder comedian.
Yeah. Those are three black ones anyways.
Yeah, but like, okay, cool. You see how long it took me to... No, that's... Okay. To be fair, to murder comedian, I should have named him earlier. But
yeah.
I should have definitely named him earlier. But even then, I don't really see specials of him.
Yeah, he's not. He's not like...
And it was on Netflix.
He's transitioned. Netflix. He's no longer...
I feel like he's
a comedian.
TV.
He's TV now.
He's not TV.
He's transitioned still.
Yeah, like, I don't see comedians, like, unlike...
It's because it's more... they're not on TV. Either.
Like, any comedian that used to be about, for example, Mike's Comedy, I don't see him.
Oh, you're talking about that sort of comedy.
Yeah, but that's how it's... That's like, in America, the
Desi Banks.
That guy's funny as hell.
Yeah, he is.
Like, that's how Mike's Comedy was. I don't see him. Don't jealous me. Obviously, I think he got maybe of age. Maybe he stopped, like... He still does it here and there.
Yeah.
But it's not as often as he done it, innit?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody else.
Black comedians?
Yeah, obviously, I'm sure there's white comedians.
But there's more. Black comedians, that might be...
But yeah, like, I feel like it's to do with the fact that the world is too sensitive now, so they can't really take jokes.
Yeah, you can't take jokes anymore. They can't take jokes anymore.
Yeah, Jimmy Carr actually got scrutinised for some of his jokes. Because he was making jokes about R and all sorts.
But it's comedy, though, like...
Yeah, but to joke about certain stuff is a bit mad.
No, it's just not.
It can't... The thing is, like, I would go, and I would enjoy it, but I can see how someone who might have gone through something that they're going to joke about wouldn't find it funny. So then don't go to the show, innit? Fair enough.
You get it.
But then you'll see, like, clips on, like, Insta and, like, TikTok and that, so it's like...
You scroll. Yeah. There should be, like, viewer discretion, but...
There ain't.
If there isn't. Or when you hear it, like, when you hear what he's about to make a joke about, then just scroll.
Yeah, I hear it still.
But it's way too sensitive. Like, if I went to a show and they start making black jokes, like, I'm going to laugh along. If it was a white person making black jokes, I'm going to laugh along. Because I chose...
Make black jokes?
They
kind of, like, tread carefully around it.
They tread carefully around that.
But that annoys me, you know? Like, I hate when people tread carefully around stuff, like...
No, because, like, they can say something that's too far.
Yeah, but everyone's the butt of a joke. That's the problem. There's nothing too far with comedy.
Yeah. I feel like that's part of the joke, though. I feel like they tread carefully around, like, black jokes.
Yeah, I hear it.
Because it's part of the joke.
Yeah, I get that one.
Okay, yeah.
But,
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
To avoid saying a joke because, black people will be offended.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, just chill out, bro. It's a joke. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't go into the show if you can't handle a joke.
Literally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
With me, though, I wouldn't go to the front. I'll be wrong. I think that's
No, that's a stretch.
I'll go nearer towards
But sometimes, back. Like, they get picked out from further back, you know?
Yeah, but that's because someone wants to be a joke man and just be like, just shout something out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. I feel like, the comedy era is dying down, you know, which is sad to see.
It's not as blatant.
Like, I can't think of anyone that's coming up and anyone that's coming up our age isn't a comedian.
They're TikTokers.
They're either a TikToker or they're just like. I mean, yeah, they did skits or they did. They don't do it anymore. I don't know anyone that does skits no more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other than on TikTok.
I feel like it's dying out here, but it's not dying out in America, though.
Yeah, America's still going on.
They're still picking up, yeah.
Like,
Pete Davidson.
People do tours. Comedians do tours.
He's not even a comedian, though. Well, he is, but he doesn't.
I mean, he does specials.
Yeah, but, like, he does other stuff as well. He's not, like, a comedian. Yeah, he acts. He does all his...
He acts?
Pete Davidson.
He's in that film. What film
is it? He's in more than multiple films.
Pete Davidson?
Yes.
Yeah, the one that dated Kim Kardashian, right?
Yes.
He's been in bare films.
He's a proper actor.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
In big films.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been in a few films.
Big films?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes. What was that film?
I mean, I wouldn't say he's been like a main character. Like,
he's not an A-lister, innit?
He's been...
Like, he's actually been in a few, like, quite a few movies.
I swear he was even in...
Oh, Suicide Squad.
Yeah, no, Suicide Squad, something off Staten Island. That was a big film.
He was in a film that I actually watched recently.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That film about...
About the crypto.
Yeah.
You watched that?
No, but I saw the trailer. And I
that was a sick film.
Yeah.
That was a sick film.
Oh, I forgot the name. Sugar.
The crypto one?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I can't remember what it was called.
I'm thinking of the house one. Is it the house one? The Big Short. He ain't in that, is he?
I haven't even watched that film.
You've heard of it, though.
Yeah. But yeah, he's a big actor, man. But he's not just a comedian.
But then again, like, look at Kevin Hart. He went into acting as well.
Yeah. The thing is with Kevin Hart, I can't take him seriously, though.
Nah, I can.
Yeah, the thing is, Kevin Hart, he's not a good actor.
Yeah, I can't lie.
So he's just a comedian. He's just not a good actor.
That, they've like profiled him for that.
But it's a good profile.
What do you mean? Because he got cast as like a dad.
A dad.
And his wife died. And I just couldn't take him serious. I couldn't.
He tried. He did try.
When he was in Jumanji, that was much better. Because he was in his bag, didn't he?
I think that's such a rubbish, like...
What?
Like, that... What's that called? Like, you see how there's Iron Man 2, the whole Marvel. What's
trilogy.
That? No, but like, what's that? The Jumanji.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Either way, I think that those films are rubbish. I think they're so rubbish. I would never
franchise.
Watch that. That franchise, I think it's so crap.
The first one was good.
Jumanji?
Yeah, the first Jumanji.
Bro, it was like a dry comedy. Like,
the first one,
that's not my.
It's not a funny film. Bro.
I wouldn't watch it.
It was
like, come on, Weird and Millers is a funny film. That
yeah,
funny.
Of course, yeah.
Weird and
yeah.
Millers, what's that?
Come on, you know what Weird and Millers is, man. You know, Jennifer Aniston, you've watched it. What's that guy's name from Maze Runner? Will Poulter.
Will Poulter,
yeah. Man, that's a top quality film.
Weird and Millers.
Maze Runner, what a film.
Oh, I think I have watched it, you know. They're a fake family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you watched it in uni.
I said 2013.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Yeah, you know what films. I used to find so unfunny?
What?
It's something that we used to watch in uni.
What?
Late. We'll watch it late. Like if we're bored, PT will put
on. Oh my God.
It was so rubbish.
What was it?
And the guy used to watch
it. It was on BBC iPlayer.
Something like, so these rubbish.
Oh, that, was it? Wait.
So
was it like these two siblings?
Yes.
Oh, what is it called?
That was
the thing.
So
is actually
weird.
A highly rated show.
Yeah, it that was so weird.
Bad. What is that?
And the guy used to laugh. I was like, bro, this is trash.
it's an acquired taste.
He was like on cloud nine, bro. Like
that's it's an acquired taste
because I never got that taste, bro.
That was so weird.
That was so trash.
Oh, what is that show called?
I never understood why guys liked it.
He used to put it on all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you might be killing me here, man.
Nah, but there's a funny show, The Office. The Office is funny.
Still, my boy, I always said that was a good thing.
He put me on that as well.
I haven't watched this.
The Office. Apparently, it's actually like quality.
Do you know how many gifts are from The Office, bro?
Yeah, I know. I see it all the time. You're on TikTok, innit?
I don't watch it. That's not my sort of show either, to be
fair. It wasn't mine either, I can't lie. But you just hear something like, wait, what? And you just start laughing.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a good one.
That's a funny police show.
Yeah. That's actually funny, I'll be real.
I started watching a new show called Succession. You heard of it?
Yeah. I actually started recently as well.
You started?
Yeah. I've only watched like the first 4 episodes.
Bro, Succession is hard.
Yeah, it does look cold.
Hard. They got like 30 awards. Emmys, Golden Globes, the whole lot.
Yeah, it actually does look hard.
I'm on season 2. It's about like a family run corporate business. And like the dad's the CEO. Then he's got like 4 kids. And sort of like questions, rumors, who's gonna take over after him? Then they've all got their own problems. Sick acting as well.
No, yeah, it's.
But they've got like this weird thing where you see The Office, how like they'll zoom into the actor's face.
Yeah.
And like the camera will be like moving around a bit. They'll do that in this as well, but it'll be a serious scene. And you just.
Oh, fair.
You just firm it, you're just like, what? And then you. It's weird.
Yeah.
Bro. And then you'll enjoy it. Nah, sick still.
What series was that called?
Succession.
Succession.
What's that about?
Just said was about it's about a family, like a family run business, and then like their dad gets sick, and then it's like the 3 children deciding. I feel like it's a similar concept to what I'm talking about, but yeah, three children decide on like who's gonna run it and
are they fighting and stuff,
yeah, it's just like
arguing and all that,
yeah,
that's basically the concept of the show, just conflict,
but there's twists and turns, like
sounds like a Nollywood drama.
Nollywood, I don't think I'm ever gonna watch Nollywood.
I used to watch it bare when I was growing up.
My mum watches it. The acting's just not good.
Your mum still watches Nollywood.
Bro, I don't see what they see in it, bro. Just hear the crazy piano sound.
There was another thing that people used to watch on Sundays after church. It was just African parties. What's it called? Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the events. Channel. Yeah. Events.
Every time I come into the living room, I'm just thinking,
what are you
watching?
How do you enjoy this, bro?
Watching?
What? I would just watch events going on.
Watching
Imagine parties. Me going home now and watching events of guys in club. Like, what?
No, it's
to be fair,
crazy.
It's like us watching weddings on YouTube, though.
I haven't watched a wedding in years, bro.
I haven't, but it is a vibe, though. I'm not gonna lie. I ain't watched one in a second.
I've never understood why you guys know.
Nah, I can't lie. There's a vibe still, I can't lie.
No.
Nah, you gotta watch Locked In, bro. I think that's what the wedding was called.
Whose wedding was that?
Holocan.
Yeah. Oh, no. Was she a YouTuber or is she a YouTuber?
His wife. I don't know. They were divorced now, though.
Who's the... There was a girl that posted her wedding on YouTube. She was a YouTuber. She's not Nigerian.
I think I saw that, but I never watched it.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Are you cold?
No. I'm even hot.
You know how deep's that? We're not invested into celebrities the same way girls are, you know? Like, girls will watch YouTube videos of, like, for example, J5's girl and, like, her pregnancy journey. Like, we won't do that. Like, watching a journey of flipping, I don't know. I guess it's different for us. Like, we can watch, like, Twitch, like, streamers and that. But it's just, I don't get how they're so invested into, like, celebrities' lives.
I don't even watch streamers.
Neither do I, but it's, like, it's the same comparison, if you know what I mean.
I used to watch YouTube Bear, but like, I just feel like it fell off. Yeah, especially with like the American scene, like, I just don't watch him no more. The only person that I don't even watch DDG no more.
No way.
And I used to watch him Bear. I don't watch him no more.
I don't even watch AMP anymore either. I just watch podcasts, I'll be real.
I never even watched AMP like that, to be fair.
Even like when like Kai and Duke would do like the phone calls and that. I swear. When they like used to like call girls. That's where Riz came from, bro.
Yeah, I never cared for that, you know. The only way I watched them is off TikTok.
Right.
So like, I would see here and there, but like, I would never go and watch on YouTube unless it's like, for example, to be fair, the only thing that I would watch off YouTube is that relationships. Like, so when Duke did a video with his girl or his ex,
yeah,
man, watch that. I think that's the only thing that I would watch off these people, innit?
Did you watch DR and Ken?
Oh my god, who didn't?
Did you watch them?
No, I used to watch. Who was it?
Why did he laugh?
Because I remember this guy used to watch them all the time.
I was thinking, I thought he used to watch it.
Oh my god, I used to watch them bare.
Who was that? It was like this black guy and this like Latina chick.
Carmen.
No.
Wow. Oh, Latina chick.
The guy, oh, is it Gold Juice?
Yeah.
I used to watch them. Because I actually found them funny, but then, because they used to do pranks, but then their pranks got so forced that they got forced,
and then they just turned to some sexual thing, bro.
Yeah. Wait, what?
They just turned sexual. Yeah. It just got weird. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, stop, but I used to watch all these relationship couples that people would post. Now, I don't watch them. Like, who else was there? They all broke up. The only people that haven't broke up is Queen and Clarence, and I don't even care for them like that.
Who? Queen and
Clarence.
I don't know who that is still.
I don't think there's anyone else that I actually really cared about. When DK... I'm even going to call them DK
for... DR Ken. That's crazy.
Bro, they were called DK for L, bro.
Man abbreviated it.
They broke up, I'm not going to lie to you, that one hit a nerve, bro. Deeper though, like they were actually engaged. Like this brave.
I swear, were they?
They were engaged and you got caught cheating, bro.
Oh,
I remember that scandal. That was so funny.
I couldn't believe it. I was looking, I was like, bro, what the hell is wrong with this guy, bro? Just grabbing Nyash. The girl's Nyash, they grab even has a boyfriend, fam.
Oh.
It was a scandal. I hated it. Couldn't believe it. I thought they'd get back together, but they never did.
Yeah, these couple channels, I always think, man.
Now after that, I stopped watching that.
I don't think I can do that. All these relationships. Still. Did you, man, watch? What's her name? Her boyfriend or husband's like a photographer, tall, dark skinned brother, low hair. Swear.
I barely watch YouTube, I'll be real.
What do you watch? Anime, innit?
Yeah, anime. Just other TV shows, man.
Nah.
Her husband's a photographer though, I know that.
What does she do?
I think she's just a YouTuber.
Are they UK based or American based?
American based.
No clue.
Someone's gonna know what I'm talking about as well. So yeah. Annoying.
Comment on the Spotify or the YouTube.
Yeah, I can't remember still.
Nah, but yeah, I don't know who you're talking about. But yeah. Other than that, like the reason why I don't really watch, like there's no really any UK YouTubers I watch. Now, I'm not down to watch the pranks and all that.
Who does pranks in the UK, though?
I mean, people do. Maybe not pranks, but like,
I see pranks on TikTok. And that's even Americans more time.
But like, I'm not down to watch the... Like, and I'm not even shading no one. I'm not down to watch the whole... The lining up and talking to girls. And that's... Or the guy... I'm not down to watch that. Like, that's not my... I'm not down to watch that. Even in American ones, I don't watch their one either. Like.
Smash or Pass.
Yeah, Smash or Pass. To be fair... I would watch Smash or Pass videos when it's one-on-one. Man wouldn't line up and watch them smash or pass each other face-to-face. I think that's just... I don't like that. That's not really my content that I would like to watch.
Mm.
But when people did it of, like, other YouTubers or, like, if you know they're in a couple and they're doing this, like, I don't know, I found that one interesting back in the day. Do you know what I mean? I think that was, probably, like, 5 years ago now. Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, other than that...
Did you mind get your weird facts?
No.
Didn't get your weird facts?
No.
New segment still. I want everyone to come every week with a weird fact that no one's really going to know. But I got a couple because I thought you might forget, but let me get my one up. First one. Okay, not that one. According to a study, the two most common feelings that people tend to bring out in others are enthusiasm and boredom.
Say that again.
You know, I hate repeating myself. You know, I actually hate repeating myself. According to a study, the two most common feelings that people tend to bring out in others are enthusiasm and boredom.
Yeah.
That's mad.
How do you describe enthusiasm?
Excitement.
So I'm either exciting you or making you bored.
Yeah.
So I tend to bring out enthusiasm in a lot of people. I think I haven't butchered that word.
But yeah. Boredom?
Yeah, boredom is crazy still. I would never... I don't think I've ever made someone bored.
Would you know?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I feel like I'm forcing conversation. If, like, if I'm not getting energy back, I feel like I'm forcing you, and then I would even cut it short.
Yeah.
Yeah, same, but there's been times where someone's made me bored, but I've just made conversation.
I don't even do that.
You know what I mean?
No, if they're small, I actually hate small talk so much.
Yeah.
So, like, to the point where we'll be small talking, and if the convo goes dry, I swear I'll sit in silence. until you decide to leave or someone says something, I'll sit in silence.
I can't all my responsibilities are like, off.
At work.
No.
The fake laugh.
At work, man, talk to them, bro. Trust me.
The fake laugh, man.
I hate it.
You have to master it, bro.
It's a skill. You have to master it, it's a skill.
Man, I hate small talk, bro. And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't mind talking to people, but it just has to be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't care about a lot of things. So
I'm a bit different. Like, I will talk to anyone about anything.
No.
Like, I don't mind small talk. I'll talk to you, bro.
No,
I don't mind. I will just run up a conversation with literally anyone. I don't know why.
My thing is, I have nothing to talk to you about. So why are you talking to me?
Yeah, lich.
I actually have nothing to say to you.
So you might be more anti than me then?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't even say I'm anti, but I just have nothing to say to you. So I'm not going to speak to you.
Yeah. Like, if we're in a work environment and we're not talking about, like, something that's going on at work, then what am I talking to?
No, that's not that.
I promise you, I don't think I've said more than, like, 10 words out of my own choice to anybody in my office, other than, like, a few people that I'm friends with.
Exactly, so that counts.
That's different, though. Like, I will speak to the people that are in my circle and work, innit? Outside of that, I promise you, I don't think anyone speaks to me, and I don't speak to anyone. And I don't have an issue with that because there's nothing for me to say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you, oh, how was your weekend? And if I do, that's great.
But that is the biggest sign that this is small talk.
That's the end of the conversation. And it's with everything. Like, I'm not forcing it with anybody.
Yeah.
It's not really forced. Like, I was at the office 2 weeks ago and I was working and someone tapped me on my shoulder, someone I've never met before. We were just talking for like 15, 20 minutes, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was.
Wait, sorry, what? Tapped you on your shoulder where?
In the office.
Oh,
I was on the street.
No, I don't know how we said in a toilet or something like
what?
That.
What? Yo, buddy, what's going on here, bro? What are you talking about?
What's going on?
I was in the office and he just tapped me on the shoulder and just spoke for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's not me, bro.
Yeah,
you're forcing the conversation.
No, it was flowing, bro. You'd think I knew him.
What were you talking about?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Bare things.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, like, what's funny, bro? It's no more conversation that we're having right now.
I don't know what you could be
talking about. No, I generally would not have 15 minutes to give you.
You get it, like.
Bro,
I'll be like, if I'm back in, bro. Bro. Is that how you fake love? That's the biggest fake love.
No, no, no. Obviously, I don't do that. I emphasized it for the pod, innit? But like, man would just put my earphones back in, bro.
Nah, oh, that's so rude. Imagine that putting
your AirPods in. I'll try and turn away when there's a gap. Turn back to my desk.
Oh, yeah. When there's a gap, I was going to say, there's some guys that will put AirPods in while like the conversation is sort of dying out. That's actually mad rude. I won't lie.
Yeah, when do you know it's over? Like,
when there's a gap, you got to find the gap.
The minute there's a gap.
It's going to be like a 5 second gap. Bang, turn.
5 seconds is crazy, bro. Give me 2 seconds.
2 seconds is too short.
2 seconds.
No, it's not.
There's 2 second conversation, like gaps in conversations all the time.
No, I'm gone, bro.
You see? Like that right was to say exactly like right I told you.
Like right now,
the conversation's carried
that's
on though.
So different.
How's it different?
No. Like that was we did that one by choice. Yeah. Like we both knew that we're gonna do that.
Yeah.
And I was literally going to exit, bro. On my life, bro. That was my exit.
Nah.
No, for real.
The thing is, I sound like a people person, but I won't class myself as a people person. I was class myself as someone that can just talk to anyone. Get me?
I think I can talk to anyone, yeah, but it's like...
No, you can't say that after what you just said. No, that's not fair.
Like,
you can't say that.
If I had to, I could, but I'm just not like...
If you were forced to, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly, so you wouldn't just talk to anyone.
Or if I had to, yeah, I can if I had to.
I'm not.
But you go silent after like 2 minutes.
Depends on who I'm talking to. Like if this is just a catch-up, like someone like, oh, what do you do on the weekend type of thing, then yeah, like I'm going to go silent after. So I don't actually
care. How does man go silent in real time? That's actually mad.
No, because
I would do that all the time, bro. I have nothing to say to
when
you.
When does it end? Like when does the combat end? Especially
awkward.
If you're sitting next to someone.
Yeah, exactly. So why are we talking? Like, leave me alone.
It's catch up though, isn't
it? Why am I catching up with you, bruv?
It depends. If we're talking about football, like stuff like that is so easy for a conversation to flow.
But we don't even talk about football.
Yeah. If it's just a random person, just like, oh, how's your weekend? I expect them to say good.
Good, thanks you.
Good, yeah. And that's, I'll say, yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
End of conversation.
If it's a random person, then both parties know it's not a long conversation.
I mean, you and that guy didn't know. 15 yeah, exactly. minutes.
We're in the same office though, and he's working right behind me. So like, I think he just wanted to just talk. You know what I mean? Board a little report here and there.
Fez?
What? Report or rapport?
You heard what I said, didn't it?
I thought you said report.
Exactly. What else could I have said?
It's rapport.
It's rapport.
Spell it.
There's a T.
R-A-P-O-R-T,
bro. Something like that.
Two R-A-P, isn't it? Huh?
It's two P's.
Yeah.
O-R-T.
What did I say?
I know that.
You put the T.
I pronounce the T.
Yeah.
Report.
Yeah.
I said, oh, wait, what? What did you say?
I don't know.
I didn't say report. I didn't say that. I said report.
It sounded like you said the T, bro. That's why I checked it, bro. That's why I checked it because I thought you said the T. That's why I said it's rapport, bro.
I didn't say report still. Oh, yeah. Is it French?
Probably. It sounds French.
I speak Spanish, bro.
Shut up, man. You ain't done no lessons.
Je m'appelle, huh? I'm joking, man. Come on.
It's not Spanish,
I'm joking, bro. Come on. I speak Spanish, G. Come on. un poquito.
Poquito is such a basic phrase.
What does it mean?
Poquito, smooth, yeah. Bro. Bro, man.
No, it doesn't.
All right.
Who told you that?
Bro, I did Spanish, bro. Man, like,
did you see?
No, but like, man did it for a number of years, bro. From like year 3 up until like year 9.
Okay, so if I say, hablo un poquito de español, pero quiero hablar mucho más, what did I say?
You said, first of all, you put hablo un poquito, you're meant to put un poquito after español. Hablo español un poquito.
Then?
What do you say after?
Quiero hablar mucho más.
Quiero hablar mucho más. Yeah, you understand it?
Quiero hablar mucho más.
You understand? Hablar the language. Speaking much more.
Understand means comprendes. I didn't say that.
Okay, speak again.
Hablo español. No, what did you say?
Hablo español un poquito.
Yeah.
So I speak Spanish.
Pero quiero hablar mucho más.
Pero quiero hablar. Bro, quiero hablar.
Not quiero. Quiero hablar mucho más.
Bro.
Hablo español. What did you say?
Quiero hablar.
You said it wrong, G. I know I said it right.
Quiero what? Hablar.
Mucho más.
Mucho más. Something a lot. Quiero hablar. Hablar is speaking or something or talking.
Hablo español un poquito.
You enjoy speaking it a lot?
No,
it's not enjoy, bro. Quiero hablar mucho más.
Hablo español de poquito.
What does it mean? What does the second part mean?
What's quiero? I want to speak a lot more.
I want to speak a lot more. Fez.
Said it to a waitress when I went in to go use the toilet one time. She's like, oh, yeah. Si, señor.
Hablo un poquito español.
Yes.
Un poquito español. Español un poquito.
Hablo un poquito de español. Hablo en español de poquito.
Hey, man. It's all right, bro.
This guy here, bro.
See.
All right, fam.
I ain't learning months. Damn.
I wish I kept with Mandarin, rough, though. Man. Huh? I wish I kept up with Mandarin.
Mandarin?
Yeah, that's the one.
What's Shishi?
Shishi, thank you.
Come on. Keep that in mind when I go to China, no?
How did you know about Shishi?
Don't worry, bro. I got a flair for languages, bro. I'm linguistic. You know what I mean?
Linguistic.
Hop off the plane, Shishi. Shishi. Did you do the Shishi, innit? Shishi.
I don't know about that.
Swear down.
I didn't know.
No, I swear they did that.
I didn't know no bowing stone.
My God, I'm from Karate Kids, though. Come on.
Shishi Bukechi.
What's Bukechi?
You're welcome.
Ah.
Bro, man, down the Chinese thing, bro. Ask around, bro. Man knows it.
Friends, what language do you learn?
Spanish. That's it. I actually enjoy Spanish as well. I wish I kept up with it.
Can you say anything in Spanish?
No. Not if I embarrass myself.
Not one word?
Like, of course, like, one, yeah, I blow all these other words.
No, it's not, just a small sentence, small basic sentence.
No, not anymore. I've actually, like, the thing is with me, once I learn to pass, and then once once I've passed, I don't care for you.
Okay,
swear down.
We just finished uni, I can't, if you gave me...
Yeah, I failed.
Balance, failed. Reconcile these spreads, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's true. Even like a week after the exam, I would have been
tough. Bro, done.
Nah, a week, I think I would have remembered a little bit.
A little bit? I wouldn't have got the same mark, though.
Definitely not the same mark.
You know what I mean?
But, like, I'd have definitely passed.
Yeah.
Because I actually revised. But after that, nah. Like, right now, the only thing I can do is debit and credit.
I used to hate
that's because it's part of your job now, though, isn't it?
Yeah. All my life, I didn't understand it in uni. Mums. Debit and throughout credit. The whole year, I never understood it.
What was my worst module?
I never understood
tax.
It.
Oh, my God.
Tax is my thing, still. I'm not gonna lie.
I hated tax,
still. Tax is garish.
What was the wasn't financial? Was it financial or management?
Financial reporting.
Financial reporting.
That sucks, man.
That's the one we did in your AP, now. I think
it might have been.
Is it my second year?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was terrible.
Uni is such.
I only ever enjoyed management accounting.
Enjoyed that?
Yeah, management accounting was just easier. I just found it easier.
So. I only enjoyed the law module.
What?
Yes.
So you enjoyed a module that has nothing to do with...
Yeah, because I can write, innit? It's an essay. 2K words.
Fez.
Quickly. And the business one as well, innit?
I hated that.
Did you point at me?
No.
Oh, I thought you pointed at me as a business. I don't know what he's about.
Nah, the law thing... Did we do law? Oh, yeah, we did. I didn't even go to a single lecture that year for law. And then, yeah, man. Uni.
Nah, yeah, I didn't enjoy anything.
Not one module?
Other than tax and forensics.
Man enjoyed tax. What?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. When it comes to maths, man enjoys it.
But A-levels, you didn't enjoy it?
Is that shade?
No, that was suspicious, bro. I'm going off what you said, like, in the previous years.
That's actually a sensitive topic.
Man said, is that shade?
That's actually a very sensitive topic.
I don't know, you said you not to do A-level maths, boy.
Word.
That's a...
Word. It was so funny watching you, man, do that.
Struck, win it.
Have you not ever thought about, like, going back to your secondary school to speak?
Secondary school, it depends.
Not, yeah, secondary school, yeah.
Yeah, I could, yeah. Depends what for, though.
Yeah, it depends what for.
I don't know, I feel like what we needed back in, like, secondary school, or sixth form, actually, was someone of older... to come and speak to us and let us know what it is.
Someone that's like working.
Yeah. I feel like if I spoke to them, like a few of them would actually understand. Rather than being told by a teacher that this is important.
Oh, because like we can relate to them.
Yeah. Because I feel like A-levels is the most important thing. GCSEs, forget that. It's just to get you to A-levels.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Go on.
But A-levels matters, I think, in my opinion. I think A-levels definitely matters.
A-levels was more stressful for me than uni was.
I think A-levels is the main thing. I think forget uni. I think A-levels is the most important thing.
Yeah, because you can get a job.
Yeah, you can get a job you with A-levels. You can get a job with A-levels, but I feel like, obviously it depends on what you're trying to get into. I feel most of the time, a degree is useful still.
I don't regret doing a degree.
I don't regret
as much as it's not as important as I see it or how it was portrayed to me, how it would be. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that serious, but I still don't regret getting it. I feel like it's still something I'm happy that I achieved.
Yeah.
But I still feel like A-levels it goes A levels, then degree, then GCSEs.
Did you not find uni harder than A levels?
Did I find uni harder than A levels?
Because with uni, yeah, like the time they gave you to do all your work, man, it was calm. Realistically, we just made it hard. Well, I made it harder for myself because I left everything last minute and I didn't learn stuff.
Uni wasn't hard.
Like, if you actually apply yourself from day one, uni's calm.
Oh, yeah, uni's, yeah.
For most courses, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Uni's not hard at all.
A-levels
is bloody tough.
9 to 5, you're not getting paid. Flipping hell, mate.
A-levels is bloody hard. To be fair, though, it depends on what
subjects.
Course, yeah, what subject? Master what modules, courses. Yeah, it depends on the subjects you take.
What else do you do outside of maths?
Economics and...
You did economics as well.
And I just never got it.
I don't know why. I don't know who sent me there.
I don't know what. I felt like I got it, but I never got it. Because I did it for GCSEs. I didn't do well.
Oh, you didn't chose it?
No.
What did you get?
I think I got a C.
At A level?
Yeah. No
GCSE. Oh, GCSE.
Sensitive topic.
It was a sensitive topic, bro.
Bro, economics is flipping. Man saw supply and demand. Yeah, I can do that. No, I couldn't.
But you did A-level as well. Yeah. I wish I tried it. I feel like I would have liked it.
A-level, like if you understand the concepts, you can talk about it. But I understood it, but I never wrote it down to get the grade.
Is it maths?
No. Maybe there's a small part of it, but like.
Well, it's just like understanding.
It's understanding. It's about real world sometimes. Like,
it's like business, it's, but like 20
it's just
times
theory.
Harder.
It's just theory.
First, I feel like I would have done well.
I never got it to the point of like, I can actually get a good grade. You know, in the small tests you do, like you get a good grade. I always got like relatively good grade.
Yeah.
And the real exam, man, just, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Were you concentrating though?
What?
Like when you was revising for the actual exam?
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. When I think back to A-levels...
I don't even remember revising.
I think my revision was just weird. Like, I think I was just... Like, I tried to come off that I was serious, but I'm not serious.
Yeah, I wasn't serious.
Why am I going to a library, like, 40 minutes away from my house to go and revise with people and just have fun?
We did the same in first year, though. Top floor library. Oh, come on. That was not serious.
Not going to lie, though. We tried to do second floor for a while, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We tried to do second floor for a while. I don't know why. What was the mode band at?
I don't know. Maybe it's like we were serious, but we weren't serious. Same again.
But then again, we were serious for a point.
In first year?
I don't remember.
I'll be honest, I was not.
I don't remember when we even touched the first floor, top floor, you know?
I remember still.
That was first year.
Because remember, my mum was saying, oh, you lot think you own the place the way you walked in there. Do you not remember that?
You said that. Oh, yeah. There was a group of guys that said that. Yeah.
I wasn't there.
You were there. Remember. All five of us were there.
Not impossible.
I remember it like it was yesterday, bro.
So what did we say?
Just laughed off.
I don't remember what we said.
Is that someone that we know?
Yeah.
Okay, fair. I was thinking the way you said it is like it was someone trying to talk rubbish.
He wasn't saying it like that.
Who? I mean...
Are you going to mute it?
Can't be asked. Maybe type it or something.
Okay, one sec.
But yeah, like, I don't even remember that still, but yeah. I feel like we're serious to a point and then obviously when we realised like it don't even count towards anything, I think that we just let it be and then... Oh, yeah, I don't remember that still. I definitely don't remember that.
Uni.
Fam, did you see that video of the guy munching in the toilet, bro?
He was hungry, boy. Flip.
Munching on the toilet?
Nah, let him paint the picture. When he says munching, he means ice spice munching.
Oh, Ferris.
Yeah.
Yeah, boys. Apparently, there was a guy, basically, I think he was at a function, and he's taking one babe to the toilet, and he obviously wants to do da-da-da, innit?
Did I see that?
You must have, man.
Bro, it was trending.
Oh, what's mad is, yeah, he was getting busy, and then he stood up, yeah, undid his belt to, like, get me. Get her to do the same favour back, yeah?
Prick.
She just said, nah. She pointed down back to where he was getting busy, and she said, yeah, get back to work. That's so crazy, I can't lie.
I don't think it... Had he even started munching before she
I'm
said
pretty
go
sure he
munch.
Had, because he came up. He came up and then.
No, because she said, I think she said something like, oh yeah, you're not doing it until you go down.
Swear.
Yeah, I don't think he had to say.
I thought he came up and then got sent back down.
No, I think he got sent down.
Sent back down is crazy, though. He actually got directed, like she put it, like, nah.
For me, I just don't get why he would go into that sort of toilet. Now, like, bro, if you want to do your da-da-da, you go into the disabled, no?
Or just
no, you had enough space in the toilet. The fact that you got, huh?
Or just don't do it in any toilets. Okay? It's just a suggestion. It's just a suggestion.
So why are you laughing then?
BFFR, man.
It's just a suggestion.
BFFR, bro. Come on. Doing stuff in toilets has been down for years. Not by me.
He's gonna go.
I knew it. I'm saying, like, people have been doing this for years, bro. Come on.
You know what I mean? Not me, though.
Fairness, no, man. Not me. Like, but that sort of toilet, it's what's it called? It's just a normal cubicle toilet, fam.
Yeah.
Where people are recording from the top. Like, you don't have fear. Man, don't have fear. Me, I'm fearing still.
Yeah.
The minute I hear noise.
They're saying he wasn't even checking his shoulders. It's true.
No looking over shoulders, bro. You're just getting checked.
Nah, that's crazy still. That's a lack.
Big lack still. But I don't lack what I saw after, fam. Apparently, she tried to go fed.
Mm. She said that she didn't know what was going on.
She was going on. She was drunk.
But she was drunk.
Mm. Baby, you did action.
Some people call it drunk action, sober thoughts. It's crazy.
I hope the picture was painted accurately with those videos, Sha. And we're not just judging off just that, do you know what I mean? Hopefully she's not lying. I mean, hopefully she's just lying.
I mean, that's a crazy thing to lie about.
No, because like if she's telling the truth and everyone's taking her like, bro, you're lying.
Yeah.
Do you get it? That's what I'm saying. Hopefully she's lying so that we're not saying that she's, so that we know that it's,
yeah.
The truth is really what's being done. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that made sense.
It did, but hold on.
The average conversation with me and bro. What?
Did you hear what he said? Hold on.
What? Just you and me now. Get turned off.
Guess who sent me that?
I don't even care. That
person. You have to mute this. So crazy. Weird.
That's what are you saying, mute?
You must have muted that store.
That is so weird. What's wrong with guys, man? What is wrong with guys, bro? I say that we exposed them on the pod, didn't it? But we actually didn't. That's such a weird video. I swear, guys actually have become very weird recently online, bro. They will actually send the weirdest of things.
Yep.
Is that your girlfriend?
Nope.
Fez, you little suits, though.
Sweet point, bro. You got the event though.
What event?
On Saturday.
Oh, swear. Never seen her. Yes, that event was hard still.
That event was proper. Good music, good vibes, good atmosphere.
Fam, I was outside. Nice this
little
weekend,
nice
bro.
Little. Did you go out on Sunday?
Nah.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah, Friday we went out. It was alright.
Then Saturday was a different ball game.
Saturday was a different ball game. Still.
Yeah.
That was alright still. But the amount of people that were there was crazy.
Yeah.
The amount of people that was there, one, was crazy. And two,
a lot of supporters.
Yeah, man. I feel like, gee, it's crazy still. Yeah. To be fair, when you say a lot, I don't know if more people stopped you, but the only time they stopped was when I was in front of you, innit?
Oh.
Yeah, so those two guys. That's the only people I saw, really.
One baby was like, 6 p.m. tomorrow, yeah? Gonna be ready, yeah?
I got approached by someone, yeah, and asked me about someone in my past.
Hmm?
The guys, couple guys in my past.
Oh.
I was so like, you know when you're lost for words? When people, like when a name is mentioned to you that you just haven't heard in years.
Thrown off, yeah.
I was so thrown off, especially in the function. I was like, what? I was just confused. I didn't get it.
You didn't know the guys either, did you?
I knew the guys. Like, oh. I can say the names after, innit? But like, I was so confused of why they were bringing that up here. I didn't get it at all.
So what'd you say? You just brushed
I think
off.
They asked if I'm cool with people. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, like, I ain't got no beef. I was like, what? I was just so confused. I didn't get why they brought up.
That's the first thing they said on approach.
Yes. And I didn't know them. I was like, what the hell?
What's going on here, buddy?
I think they were like, oh yeah, I don't know. I don't even remember how she approached it, but I'm like, okay, fair. Yeah. And I didn't want to come off as if like, I'm like, you're weird for asking me that. Because I don't think she's weird, but I was like, I didn't want to come off as in, I have an issue with them, so I'm going to ask in a weird way.
Yeah, because they would have gone back.
Yeah, because I don't want it to be a thing where I have an issue, because I don't. I was like, what the heck? I was so confused by that.
Well.
But yeah, I didn't even get drunk.
Neither did I still. Just had a couple. What did I have?
Syrup and
Henny, I think, just to steady myself.
But I'm not gonna lie to you though, these drinks are getting out of hand.
As in prices, isn't it?
Yeah, like, how much was it? £16 or £13? Or double?
On Friday and on Saturday. You know how you thought your drink was £2?
What was it?
It was not £2, right? It's like £7.
No, no, no. Mine was not £7, bro.
I can show you the bank statement, bro. Are you
bugging out, bro? Mine was, bro. I ordered normal Coke. Mum's life.
Bro, Benzo, I paid £16 twice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with me, bro.
The first time was 9 and 7 because they charged me for one drink. They charged me for the second drink.
Bro, my drink was not £7.
Okay.
My drink was not £7.
I ordered Henny and Coke, £16.
Yes, your drink was fat.
That was the second time. That was the second time. The first time when you charged me for one drink, remember when Zeno was there?
Yeah.
He charged me £9 for my drink.
Yes.
Then charged me for your drink.
Yes.
£7. Two separate transactions. I'm telling you, the Coke was £7.
Listen to what you're saying and tell me it makes sense. How can drink be £7? He ordered a double Henny and Coke. I'm
telling you what he charged
you,
bro.
Do you order a double Henny?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
Charge me.
I'm here telling you that drinks are 13 quid. You're telling me my Coke was £7.
It was.
Coke.
So why did he charge me 9 and 7?
Bro, he jazzed you, bro.
Twice.
Yeah, bro, he jazzed you,
twice.
Bro.
He couldn't have jazzed me twice. That doesn't make sense.
He jazzed you, bro. You should have asked him, £7.
I saw it after. I saw it the next day. That's why.
So you're saying you spent £14 on me?
Yeah.
On two Cokes?
That's what they charged me. So maybe I got jazzed. I don't know.
You're bugging out, B.
That guy made his dough, man. Fair enough.
14 quid on Coke. I'll go and get my money back. No, impossible still. But even at that November, I didn't get drunk, but then guys got drunk, bro. I'm showing you.
Guys?
Yeah, because you know in tight spaces, guys now get agitated.
What
do you mean?
Bro, guys were getting agitated. I was just walking around the venue still. So when I was walking back to where I was standing, I saw two guys and they were having a conversation. But you know when it just looks hostile?
Yeah.
So as I'm walking past, I start listening. And they're like, have you got an issue, bruv? Why are you looking at man? Like, it's tight, bro. Why are you walking around? Like, you got an issue? And I feel like one was drunker than that, more drunk than the other one. So you could probably tell, like, oh, maybe someone's bumped into someone and someone's looked at someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know what came over me. I just put my hands around both of them. I said, guys, bro, this ain't the place to be us, bro. There's too many girls here, man. What's wrong with you, man?
So you are drunk.
No! No, but like the thing is, like, man, don't like, bro. You see, when someone beats in a function and it ruins the vibe of the whole function, it's like,
yeah.
I don't even want that. Like, just allow it, man. Allow this beef. What you not beefing about?
Yeah.
The minute I said that, it's like one of them was like, man's calm, man. Man's just calm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was like, yeah, man, you're calm, but like, bro, you seem edgy. Like, what's like? He wanted to still talk. Do you know what I mean? You know when there's someone that just wants to still talk?
After that, they just
walk past. Like, I feel like sometimes that's just needed. Like. Just intervene quickly before it just gets out of hand. Do you know what I mean?
Were you sober?
I was sober as life, bro.
First.
I was sober as life.
Mediator.
Yeah, like, just like bro, like, you lot, like, what are you beefing about? There's actually girls. Go and talk to girls, bro. Why are you talking to each other?
Mm.
Like, you know when it's not that serious, but because of pride, no one wants to walk away.
Yeah.
I just said, allow that, bro. Let's just get out of here, man.
It was a nice venue, though, can't I?
Very nice.
When it filled out. When we first got there, flip. Cold.
It was freezing.
Cold.
I couldn't believe where I was, bro. I was freezing.
What was crazy is, we went into the venue, it was cold. So we went outside where it was even colder. I don't know why we did that. Remember? Yeah. I don't know why we did that. The way we came back inside.
No, but you know, like, when a function is like just warming up, you don't want to be in the function and people are looking at you.
You're standing around and I do hear
it. Like, no, let me go around outside. The corner quickly. I even bust the life out of this guy, bro.
Can't I, yeah? Bro, calm. So we got to the... We got to the front, Guest list, tickets. We're in the guest list, isn't it? Cool. He's done his thing. And I was going to say a name that obviously wasn't my name. And she was checking it with the ID in it. So she said his name. Well, he said his name, then checked his ID to cross-check it, innit? Obviously, my ID doesn't correspond with the name that I was going to say. So he was like, oh, yeah, my name's And he's, So I was thinking, is she going to ask my ID? Is she going to let me go? And she just brushed it. She let me go. Because of what he said, I was like, damn.
But the turnout was mad, bro. Like, if we would have, like, the way we got in quickly was because I think we saw a couple of people that we knew were on the guest list. So we just started walking because we were in the queue at first. Then I was like, bro, there's no way you're going to have to queue to be in a guest list. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, no. I just started walking. And you see, if you walk here like you know you're involved or something,
people
don't ask questions. Do you know what I mean? They won't ask you questions. They'll think, oh yeah, he's doing something maybe. Just like walking. I swear, I just kept walking. Next thing I'm at the front of the queue. I swear down.
Imagine if we didn't do that though.
No, I knew that I was doing that.
As where we were situated at the very back, it would have taken us like 30 minutes. No cap. Or even more than that. Damn. And it was cold. It's got to that season where guys were in puffers in the motors, man.
No, that one there was necessary.
Still. It was necessary, I can't lie. Because it's a weird venue. Like, it's out, it's inside, but it seems like it's outside. It's
weird. No, it's an outside venue still, but...
There was a roof, though.
Yeah, they put a roof. I don't know how. But yeah, it's definitely an outside venue. I've seen it before. I'd have used it before for another event.
But yeah, I like how like the DJ booth was like bang in the middle. That's actually kind of, it reminds me of like an Amapiano event still. It was hard.
Bro, Darko was meant to release a track tomorrow, but she's put a message out that she's pushing the song back.
Happens all the time. Music.
I swear, I've never seen this. That someone's pushing back a song to put more into the song or whatever.
Oh, to put more into the song?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I've never seen that before.
He's panicking.
Love. See, yeah, that's why you don't send stuff they don't want to be out there.
Your fault.
Whoa, I'm definitely watching. You see me, yeah, stuff like, cool, man's just seen someone promote Wumi Bello's show.
Yeah.
The reality of living with a friend in this week's episode. I sit down with my girl and fellow content creator Uche to talk about highs and lows and growth we had from sharing the space for 18 months in 2021. It's a raw and full to look at. Okay, out now, link about it. So that's what I watch when I get home.
Wumi Bello.
Do you see what I mean? Like, if it's interesting, like, if it looks interesting, man, will watch it. Do you know what I mean? Yes, it's her and Uche. They live together.
Oh, I swear.
So they're basically saying they had beef, bro.
Oh, swear. Damn.
Yeah, like, man, will watch that. Like, that's interesting. Speaking of top, yeah, I suppose it was making money.
Yeah, I might have to take that one in, Storm. Pause. Not gonna lie. I saw someone's, my friend's Spotify Wrapped, and it was just straight gospel.
That's like, beautiful.
Like, all five genres was gospel, gospel Amapiano, gospel Afrobeats, gospel choir, gospel air. I'm like, raw. The whole year, just straight gospel, because all the songs were gospel as well. I'm like, raw.
I mean, that's beautiful. I don't know if I'll be able to get to that stage in my life.
Don't know.
But that is beautiful, to not listen to secular music.
I hear it. Commitment. Fair enough.
But then again, like, I saw a TikTok today of one, it was a pastor, he's American, yeah, and he has kids, and they wanted to go to the Rod Wave concert, yeah. And the kids were like, oh, dad, like, we know we can't go to this concert because obviously of your status of the pastor, yeah, or whatever. I think he's like a, you know them social media ones?
Yeah.
So yeah, he was like, oh yeah. And the dad was like, what? Like, nah, let's go. So he's basically taking the kids there. Mm. Obviously, as a pastor, you're not meant to be in these sort of places, I think. I could be wrong, but I'm like 90% sure you're not meant to be there. So I think wore a hood and glasses or something, yeah. And he was just preaching, like, I think he just said something like, the message was something about, I think the son said something to him, oh yeah, thank you, dad, for being here, for coming or taking us, or something like that. Said he loves the dad or something like that. Mm. I'm struggling to remember the full message, yeah, but it was something to do with, like, wherever you go, have Jesus with you or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But he was trying to preach as a message of, oh yeah, that's the message. Do you guys get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then people were like, they get what you're saying, but that ain't a message. Do you know what I mean? That ain't a good thing to be preaching. And it's like, I don't know, man. You see, that's why it's so subjective, this faith, man.
It's
so subjective, because one person will say this, another will say this. It's like, bro, it's kind of confusing sometimes, man.
It's like there's right and wrong,
yeah,
but there's not right and wrong at the same time. It's my head still.
Because, like, what do you now believe? Because for me, it's like, I get the message you preached, but then on the flip side, it's like, should you really listening to be rags and riches?
Mm, which is contradictory.
You went from rags to riches. Basso, you're listening to this. You know what I mean? But like, I don't know, man. I don't know. The whole music thing, I don't really know. You pray for
music,
wisdom,
yeah. But I feel like in terms of music, I just feel like I'm still going to be able to be very faithful in my life and still listen to whatever music I like. I can't.
Like obviously, man will cut out. Like as I grow up, man will cut out certain things.
Yeah, certain
like,
songs.
Like man won't listen to J-Hus. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Anyone that confirms they're a Juju worshiper.
That's an easy one to dispatch, though, man. Like let's say you don't listen to like a rapper rapping about bootings, like K-Trap or something, or Rimzy. That'll be a bit tough for me to cut out, man. That'll be a bit tough for me to cut out because like, I'm faithful. I'm not in that life. I don't indulge in such. But at the same time, if I listen to that, is it contradictory? But I don't know. Like you said, it's subjective. Everyone's different. Man.
I feel like I only did one to a howler.
Yeah, I said one earlier. Did you cut out? Ooh.
Did I cut out to a howler? You did.
Did I say it too early?
It's probably going to, yeah, you said it too early. It's getting cut, I think. But yeah, I think you said it before we even started the episode. But yeah, I'll just read out a question. Someone sent me something on Twitter to ask you, man, innit? It was, would you man press a button that has a 99% chance you win 500 million, but 1% you pass away? So if you press the button, it's either 1% you pass away or 99% chance you win 500 million.
I'm pressing a button. 99% chance.
Imagine I'm not gonna lie, you could give me 70% chance.
Drag. Give me too much in the air for that one.
Give me 70% chance.
30% chance of death.
That's a real drag.
70%. No, see how you saw it? See? It's a mindset. Mindset 30% chance of death. No, it's 70% chance of winning.
Okay.
500 M's.
Okay. Yeah.
Think positively. Scared money makes no money, fam. You scared to lose your life? Weak.
99% I'll take that. Sevy, hell no, still. No way.
Man is pressing
in
it.
In like 20 years, maybe. Not now.
Nah, man will press it now, bro.
The 99 one? Yeah, the 70 one.
70.
70?
Yeah, bro. 70%, bro.
7 times out of 10.
Exactly.
How many bullets can you fit in a revolver?
6.
So if there's one bullet in a revolver.
Yeah.
And they load it.
Yeah. And they spin it.
And they spin it. You stand in front of it.
What do I get?
500 mil.
Where they shoot me?
In the head.
Yeah, or you die.
Yeah, straight in the head. Straight there. Bang.
1 in 6.
I'm not doing
that. That's no chance, bro. No way. No way. 1 in 6. No way. Not a chance, though. And that's only, what, 16%?
That's like 80-some percent chance.
Yeah. No chance, though. No. It's 1 in 6.
3.3%.
1 in 6 chance that you die.
It's 83% chance that you survive, bro.
Yeah. 16% chance that you die.
Man is taking that chance.
Will you take it?
Why? 83% chance, bro. Okay, cool.
It's because it's a gun, isn't it? It's why it's changing things. It changes things, yeah.
Bro, so it's like, cool. There's 99 chance. There's 99 holes. No, there's 100 holes in a gun, yeah. Let's say that's the gun. You spin it. It's 1 in 99 chance that you die.
Yeah, I'll do that. The odds are...
slightly greater.
Not slightly. They're a lot more greater. What are you talking about? 1 in 6?
One's 83, one's 99.
Bro, it's a numbers game, bro.
Bro, 1 in 100.
It's an 83%. Okay, cool. If there's an 83% chance... Bro, okay, cool. Forget the gun now. 83% chance that you survive. 17% chance that you die. Would you press the button?
7 sounds kind of high now. I don't know. The 99, yeah.
83.
Oh, I can't. Nah, I can't. Stop.
Man, you ain't built for
17.
17% chance. 1-7.
Nah.
Can't, man.
I thought I was going to get you lot. I was just going to say that, yo, that's the same thing with the gun, bro. I thought I was going to get you lot.
Nah.
Bro, man's pressing it, bro. Are you crazy? 83%? Bro, I'll risk that, man.
You guys should watch that Squid Game thing on Netflix.
The new one?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's like real life Squid Game.
Real life?
Yeah, it's like...
How many episodes?
I think there was 5 out and then another, I don't know how many, the rest of it dropped today. But like, they're playing for like 4 point something mil.
Hmm.
Like one person's gonna win 4 point something. No.
What challenges are they doing?
The same thing.
What?
The same things.
Do people die?
No. They would like shoot you with like a paintball gun or something
so
like
that. So it's not the same.
But bro, it's still like I thought that was all, but it's actually still as intense. It's still as intense. 4 point something mil. Like doing people are snaking each other is crazy, bro. Down. It's crazy.
How many contestants? 100.
Yeah. Oh no, there was more than 100. There was more than 100.
People are snaking them. Yeah, bro. Okay, bangs on that.
No. So there's no combat.
Bangs on. No. Touch me.
Obviously, there's rule lines against combat. Exactly.
So like they're pushing people and all that.
Not pushing people, but it's like the tactics and the, you know what I mean? All this, just the snaky business, bro. It's just like.
So there's age range, like from young to old.
Yeah.
Like old, like 85, 90.
Yeah.
I think someone I know said they could have auditioned for that.
Yeah, you could have. You probably could have. I remember when they were saying you can audition. It was like last year.
So how was the youngest?
The youngest.
It's got to be an adult, surely.
I don't know how old the youngest is. 18
plus, isn't it?
But I know, yes, it's definitely 18 plus.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
Definitely. I don't even think they say your ages like that, to be honest.
4.6 million. Where the hell did they get that from?
Bro, I don't know.
It's actually rich people that just want to play with money. I swear to God. It's people that don't know what to do with their money that they just want to see a real life Squid Game.
Yeah,
they're actually sick. I'm showing there's sick people in this world, bro. That's so
4.6.
You're just giving me 4.6 million.
Like, can they see all the money? Yeah.
Every time someone gets eliminated, more money, like literally like how it was in the series, more money pours into the thing. But it's crazy. It's crazy.
I'm telling you, there are sick people in this world, bro.
People are crying. Everyone's talking about what they're going to do with the money. It's just like, chat. It's
crazy. That's mad. I'm out to watch that.
No, you know, I'm actually excited to watch that Wind
Brothers. I'm going to watch as well.
That Wind Brothers thing is actually what I want to watch.
How long is it?
I don't know. But man needs to watch that.
His channel is ours. Gunnar's channel, surely. Yeah.
Her channel. Like, man said they fell out, bro. See what I'm saying, though, man? It's life, you know? Just because you live together. But when you live together, it brings out the worst in people, no? Or something like that.
Brings out the real.
Real. That's the phrase, real.
1 hour 26.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that still.
Reality of living with a friend featuring each other.
Yeah, like for me, like I wouldn't be able to move in with just anybody, you know. I wouldn't be able to just move in with anybody.
Yeah. Can only be like
true beans.
Like, yeah. Well, we say that, but like uni, people are moving in with strangers, fam. Like shared houses and that. Like 6-man houses, like yeah, but three
would,
friends moving
I would never do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either still. I wouldn't even recommend my sister to do that.
I would if I had to, but I'd hate it.
That's if you go, like, it's for people that have gone uni by themselves, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, but the only thing I would share in that house
is the kitchen. That's the only thing you share in the kitchen.
But I wouldn't share a kitchen with 6 people.
That's what them man do, the 6-man house.
Yeah, bun that, bro. We escaped, like, with the plates and that in our first year.
Yeah, that's because it was only us, really.
Like, we escaped. But I ain't living...
6-man.
6-man, 1 kitchen. That's crazy. People just leaving their stuff. Like, when I see stuff like people ate my food, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know how people don't bug the hell up.
It's because they don't know who to blame. That's why.
Everyone's getting punched up, bro.
Lining them up in the kitchen.
Yo, Wambi bite, come here now. Where's my food? I look at you. Is it you? Come, let me smell your breath.
Pause.
I will find out.
Your breath is a bit mad.
I will find you. You ate my food. At the breath. Loud, man. Everyone's getting punched up. I'm taking something from everyone then. I swear
that
down,
happened
bro.
To us in secondary, you know.
Secondary?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, as well.
Year 8, G. Like, someone must have. Basically, there was an 8-man room, the biggest room in the house, yeah. It was a vibe. Then, like, someone was scrapping someone else. Like, someone fell in it. Slam their head on the floor, bang! Teacher comes upstairs. Who's fighting? Because they could tell someone's fighting, innit? Everyone's silent. Everyone got dragged downstairs, lined up in the living room, 1 by 1 by 1 by 1. 8-man. Were you fighting? Were you fighting? Were you fighting? No one crumbled. We all stood there till like 3, 4 a.m. Teacher standing over his own juice, like, we're not moving till someone owns up. Broski. Eventually, you got tired, innit? Let us all back up to bed, but, mate. It was crazy still.
That's mad.
It was crazy.
Well, what's the point of snitching though, like, if 2 men...
Exactly. Like, whoever snitches, when we all get back up to the room, you're getting smoked, bro.
That's
like,
so weird. Why would you snitch?
It's so silly.
Unless they're talking about, like, yeah, everyone's getting excluded.
Nah.
You
didn't have the authority.
You lot better talk up, bro. But yeah, once again, man, I appreciate all of you lot that listen to the episodes, man, for real.
Yeah.
That's respect, man. Come on. But yeah, now for real though, no, we appreciate you a lot for real.
Yeah, like, man, a lot, man. Support the live show, all the good stuff this year.
Now the growth that's come from last year till now is a lot, man. It's
crazy.
Appreciate you a lot for real.
It's bigger and better next year by God's grace, man. Man.
And oh yeah, quickly to shout out Shits and Gigs, man. Like to do the O2, crazy.
Yeah,
I don't think people that don't do podcasts would understand how mad that is. Do you know what I mean? Like for me, it's just crazy. You know what I mean? And I never really listen to them like that.
I don't
really listen to them. So for me to see a podcast in the O2s, it's inspirational, bro.
It's a massive step for the industry.
It's inspirational.
It's mad still.
Do you not remember the episode where I said podcasts are gonna blow up soon?
You said that a few times.
No, but do you remember like an episode where I actually said, yo,
and next you said soon.
I said podcasts are gonna be the next, like it's gonna blow, the scene's gonna blow up.
I can't remember, to be fair.
Oh my days, I've been thinking about it because once I saw that, I was like, yo, it's happening.
Yeah, but this last show will let everyone know that raw podcasting is not a joke.
Where still. The money's at, boy.
20,000 capacity, come on, man.
It's mad.
It's mad. And that's mad. In May. Tickets even come out today. Bro, this morning came actually. Out, bro.
Man was looking at it still.
You buy it?
Nah, I don't.
How much are tickets?
It's like £56, I think.
50? Okay, it's O2 to be fair. They got to recoup that.
They got to recoup,
recoup that venue, man. Still, I'm not gonna lie, man.
Recoup that stuff.
Yeah, that's in May, so we'll probably roll up to that. Probably. Don't know, we'll see. What, you're not trying to go? You just hype it up that much? You don't want to attend?
Not with you.
Okay, calm.
I've got someone I'm going with, Derek.
Oh. You know,
fair enough, what you said,
you said a name.
What name would there be?
Don't know, mate.
What are you pretending to say it just now?
Yeah, I didn't say
there's
it.
There's no name. What are you talking about?
I'm rolling. I'm going to third wheel still.
Third wheel? How can you third wheel something where you don't know what I'm talking about? I'm going with my brother, bro.
Okay.
It's just, I need to bond with him, innit? So,
you what?
I want to bond with my brother, bro. So we're going to the live show together, innit? But yeah, man. Again, love to you all, you man.
Yeah, man. This is 106.
Yeah, man. Keep pushing. We haven't missed a week this year, man.
We haven't missed one. We don't plan to miss one. Done pretty well for ourselves, I think.
Everyone have a tap on their back, innit?
Yeah, man.
But yeah.
What are we saying, pod?
Everyone, man.
Insta, TikTok, all of that good stuff.
All that, man.
Tell a friend, tell a friend.
Tell a family.
Other than that, T9 and Bonnie, thanks for coming, man.
Thank you. It's been your boy, Hustle Hustler. Stay with us, my people.
Stay with it.
Stay with him, man. It's been your boy, Benzo in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you on the next one still.